The city of Eureka has formally declared that it, quote, condemns the ongoing U.S. military strikes, occupation, or occupation-like control of Venezuela in a new resolution. The city's engagement in national and global affairs was seen again at a January 12th special meeting of the city council. On the agenda was a single item, a resolution, quote, opposing United States military occupation of Venezuela and support for the war powers. During a public comment period, members of the Humboldt Anti-War Committee thanked and praised the council for the special meeting and the resolution with a caveat. They and others who spoke objected to a sentence one speaker described as the stinker in an otherwise worthy resolution. The resolution on the agenda advanced opposition to U.S. military actions in Venezuela, quote, without explicit authorization from the United States Congress in compliance with the Constitution and the War Powers Resolution. Many speakers, including this one, said the sentence should be removed.
I couldn't imagine that you would go along with agreeing if our Congress did say it was okay to go into Venezuela, to have a war there, to do whatever we've just done to Venezuela. And so I have to agree with the anti-war team that, and I know we're having a protest on the 17th, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people there addressing this. So please do make a statement about what our government has done in Venezuela.
Other than the part about getting authorization from Congress, support for the resolution was unanimous among all who spoke, with one speaker saying the resolution is, quote, actually way more progressive than what I've seen other city councils do. There was plenty of commentary about the military actions themselves, which were described as immoral and illegal. Others said the U.S. actions will, quote, cause more problems in that country, and that Venezuelans are among the, quote, indigenous peoples the United States is willing to kill for their natural resources. Some speakers responded to the argument that the council shouldn't spend time on matters beyond the scope of city business.
One of the biggest opposition arguments I've seen recently has been, well, Eureka should focus on Eureka. And I really want to speak to that because when it's our tax dollars, when we're complicit in these kinds of acts, when our country is breaking international laws, going against the UN, kidnapping the sovereign head of state and his wife, those are huge crimes. And we all bear some responsibility on some level. And it's really important that we don't let that happen on our watch, and that we do take a stand in whatever way we can. And also that we recognize that we don't want our tax dollars going towards that.
In motioning to approve the resolution, Councilmember Rene Contreras-Deloche vouched for removing the part about congressional approval, which other council members agreed with. The only council member making a substantial statement was Councilmember Katie Moulton, who said she is, quote, overwhelmed and dumbfounded by both foreign and domestic affairs.
When this resolution was proposed, it was about bombing boats in the Caribbean. Then things escalated quickly and significantly. I'm deeply concerned about and opposed to our government so blatantly violating international law. I'm also deeply concerned about and opposed to our government so blatantly disregarding our own laws on our own soil, unjustly and violently occupying our own cities. I'm disturbed by the dozens of survivors of sex trafficking who have spent decades bravely seeking justice, so far to no avail. I'm concerned by the wholesale destruction of our social safety nets and the looting of our natural resources, the desolation of our public lands. I'm afraid for my LGBTQ community members who are facing increasing danger every single day for simply existing. And this flood of atrocities is no accident. It is a tactic, and we cannot let the sheer volume overwhelm us. I'm shaking because I know that this is not enough. I want our city government to let the people in our community know that they are safe and that they are appreciated. And I want us to be able to speak with a voice as a city to the larger world.
The resolution's approval was unanimous, with Mayor Kim Burgell and Councilmember Scott Bauer absent. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.